Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the May 29th meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. We have important work to do today, but nothing more important than this. We have a proclamation and a presentation about an amazing success story. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. I'm very pleased this morning to welcome the Grant High School Constitution team to City Hall, winners of the 2013 National We the People competition in Washington, D.C. Let's give these young people a hand. Before I read the proclamation, Mayor, I'd like to invite a number of our honored guests to join us at the table. Barbara Ross from the Classroom Law Project, head coach Tim Volpert, and team members Claire Eldridge Burns, Alan Chan, and Austin Schaff.
Just bring a chair up with you.
Scoot over.
Oh, wait. Make room. There we go.
Each year, I have the distinct honor of serving as a judge at the regional We the People competition. I'm always impressed with the high-quality work of all of our local teams, including Park Rose and Franklin, and last year's national champions, Lincoln High School. It really speaks to the hard work and dedication of the students who attend our public schools and of the teachers, coaches, parents, and the Classroom Law project leaders who support them, that Oregon has brought home the win 2 years in a row. I understand that Grant principal Vivian Orland is with us this morning, along with some other special guests. Vivian, would you please raise your hand so we can acknowledge you?
Here principal. She is. Good morning.
It's great to be a Grant today. A Grant general. We are very proud of your achievement, and the way we recognize distinction in this body is we issue a proclamation, and the mayor has assigned this great honor to me. Whereas We the People, the Citizen, and the Constitution is a nationally recognized education program and competition, and whereas the competition encourages students to display civic knowledge, skills, and dispositions, and whereas the Classroom Law Project, administrator of Oregon We the People program since 1987, plays a leadership role preparing youth to become active and engaged participants in our democratic society. And whereas the Grant High School Constitution team placed first in the We the People competition held on January 19, 2013, advancing to the national competition held in Washington, D.C., and whereas the Grant team placed first among 56 of the nation's best high school teams in the We the People national finals held on April 19, 2013, and whereas the Grant team's success brings honor and distinction to Portland Public Schools, the City of Portland, and the State of Oregon, and whereas the Grant team has been supported by Grant High School principal Vivian Orland, Constitution team coach Tim Volpert, teacher David Lickey, community coaches Shelley Larkin, the Honorable Henry Breithop, Mike Greenlick, Jim Westwood, Mike Curtis, Andrea Short, Al Karpinski, John Stevens, Harrison Lotto, and Larry Burke. Frankly, that'd make a hell of a law firm if you put all those together. As well as teachers, family members, and friends. And whereas the Grant High School Constitution team includes the following students: Leah Alpern, Claire Eldridge Burns, Dylan Tingley, Nina Green, Jacob Sutter, Jake Stein Ross, Kendall Wine, Kathleen Cole, Laura Meininger, Jane Crabtree, Anna Learn, Emily Turner, Galen Snell, Mark Larson, Miriam Cohen, Alan Chan, Madeline, you're going to have to forgive me for this, Madeline Kosmarowski, Ada Harris, Austin Schaff, Nate Grain, Ana Leah Nieves Alves, Emily Olson, James Knudsen, Morgan Grover, Ana Elias Cohen, Daniel Thatcher, Grace Williams, Ricky Rojas Echenique, Adam Penrose, Haley Steiner, Parks Kendrick, Ella Ben-Zakin, Mariah Schreiner, and Simon Swifter. And I apologize if I did violence to any of those names. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Charlie Hales of the City of Portland, hereby proclaim May 29th, 2013, to be a day of honor and recognition for Grant High School's 2013 Constitution team in the City of Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day. Congratulations. Thank you. Tim, will you kick it off for us?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Fish. This is a great honor. We're really proud of these kids. We started this program, myself and Shelley Larkins and Ken McGeer, who was not on the proclamation. Ken decided to take a little time off recently to spend some time with his own kids. We're very offended by that. But Ken and Shelley and I have been with the program for the entire time. Several other coaches that I just like to say are probably the most the most generous with their time of any volunteer attorneys I've ever met in my life. You mentioned several of them in the group. We've been together for about 8 years now, and we have a. I kind of feel like we stand on the shoulders of giants here. You know, we've been doing this for so long, and every year we've learned more and more and more and more. And this team was kind of the culmination of that. So we're extremely proud of them. And you already introduced the coaches. I was going to do that, so I won't take the time to do that today. But we've been back to nationals. We started this 13 years ago. I should mention Diane Thielen was a teacher over at Grant, and she and I met on the Classroom Law Project board. And we were fueled by envy of the Lincoln team, who had been so successful, and we were very impressed by them. And we started this team. We've been back to nationals now 9 times. We've been in the top 3 several times. We learned along the way, and these kids finally brought it home. So we're very, very proud of them. Thank you for this honor.
Congratulations. We're going to meet a couple of the outstanding participants in a moment. Barbara, would you like to say something about the Classroom Law Project?
I would. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Mr. Mayor, Commissioner Fish, and other commissioners. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. I think the proclamation aptly describes that it takes a village. Classroom Law Project is the infrastructure that makes it happen. Classroom Law Project is a statewide organization, and while you've seen all of these young people who are definitely above average, it is actually a program that starts with the 5th grade. And there's a program for those young ones, as well as middle schoolers and this high school program. And Classroom Law Project helps with professional development at all of those levels. We in Portland are blessed. Not only have we won for the state of Oregon 2 years in a row, but it's noteworthy that Portland Public Schools have done something that no other school district has done in the nation. And that's not just to win in 2 consecutive years, but 2 different schools in consecutive years. No one else in the history of the competition nationally has done that. That takes administrators who support this program, like Vivian Orland. Thank you, Vivian. It takes teachers like David Lickey. It takes the amazing coaches that give of their time, as exemplified here by Tim Volpert and the cadre of wonderful individuals. And, of course, all of those above-average students. So thank you.
Thanks very much. And, Mayor, we have 4 outstanding young people. I actually remember a couple of them in the judging that I was able to do. And there's a formal part of the program, and then they take questions from judges who are lawyers and judges and know-it-alls, and it's the magic of this program when you watch kids, young people who are unscripted, tackling the toughest questions of our Constitution and doing so with really great skill and courage. And frankly, at a time when people talk about a decline in civic literacy and fewer people voting and being engaged, I think this program does more to restore my confidence in the future than anything that I have the honor of doing. If each of you would just introduce yourself and say a word or two.
Hello, I'm Alan Chan. I guess I'm honored to be a representative member of the team right here. I guess a few words would be that I thought this experience was just simply amazing with all the people you met, people you got to know, and the knowledge that you got to learn. Simple as that.
Terrific.
My name is Claire Eldridge Burns. I'm from Unit 1, and this whole year has been an incredible experience. Going to Washington, D.C. was amazing, and I will never forget sitting on the floor of the National Archives having a last-minute lesson on incorporation with a couple of the coaches. So it was just, the whole trip was wonderful.
Great.
Hi, my name is Ricky Rojas Echenique. I was a member of Unit 5. This was definitely one of the best experiences of my high school career. I learned so much and truly understand the role of being a citizen so much more and the strength of our Constitution.
Hello, I'm Austin Schaff, and I'm a member of Unit 4. I just want to say that this was a truly amazing experience that I will never forget. And I also want to say thank you to our wonderful coaches, who, without which we could never have done this, and our teacher, Mr. David Lickey. This was just amazing, and I'm so happy that they gave this time to us to help us do this.
Austin, congratulations. One other person I'd like to acknowledge from the school board, Pamela Knowles. Pamela, very proud in the back watching this unfold. Mayor, do we have a moment to take a photograph
of
these young people? If everyone could come forward, and we'll take a group shot.
Over here, guys. Come on in.
Tim, do you have the proclamation?
I kept the proclamation.
How about a 1, 2, 3, go Generals? Right. 1, 2, 3,
go Generals!
Team, before you all leave, I just have to say, I, like Commissioner Fish, was one of the judges, and I've been a judge a couple of other times and been a coach once. And I have to say, when I was judging this time, when I saw at Big Life I was on Unit 6, my reaction was, wow, this is not just a championship caliber team. This is the 1927 Yankees. This is the faux 5-and-faux Philadelphia 76ers. This is the Super Bowl shuffle Chicago Bears. And you're all too young to know what the hell any of that means. But what it means is when I saw that team, I thought, I don't see how anybody in the country can beat these kids. And I was right. So thank you so much. And congratulations.